दास बिहारी भगवान सीताराम लक्ष्मण हनुमान गौर निताई भगवान की जय। श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयम् उदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेष्व भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 9 चैप्टर 21 chapter is entitled as the dynasty of Bharata, and we will discuss upon the text numbers 13, 14, 15, and today we'll recite text number 16. टेक्स्ट नंबर 13। क्षुत्रुश्रमो गात्र परिभ्रमश्च दैन्यं क्लमः शोक विषाद मोहा सर्वे निवृत्ता कृपनस्य जन्तोर् जिजीविषोर्जीव जलार्पणाम्ने। ट्रांसलेशन। बाय ऑफरिंग my water to maintain by offering my water to maintain the life of this poor chandala who is struggling to live, I have been freed from all hunger, thirst, fatigue, trembling of the body, moroseness, distress, lamentation and illusion. इति प्रभाष्य पानीयं म्रियमान पिपासया पुल्कसाया ददाद्वीरो निसर्ग करुणो नृपः। Having spoken thus, King Rantidev, although on the verge of death, because of thirst, gave his own portion of water to the chandala without hesitation, for the king was naturally very kind and sober. तस्य त्रिभुवनाधीशः फलदः फलमिच्छताम् आत्मानं दर्शयाश्च कुर्माया विष्णु आत्मानं दर्शयाश्च कुर्मायां विष्णु निर्मिता। डेमिगॉड्स लाइक लॉर्ड ब्रह्मा एंड लॉर्ड शिवा हु कैन सैटिस्फाई ऑल मटेरियल एम्बिशियस मेन बाय गिविंग देम the rewards they desire, then manifested their own identities before King Rantidev. For it was they who had presented themselves as the Brahmana, Shudra, Chandalas and so on. Please repeat after me. Savaitebhyo namaskritya Nisango vigata spruhaha वासुदेवे भगवती भक्त्या चक्रे मनः परम् सवैतेभ्यो नमस्कृत्य निसंगो विगतस्पृहः वासुदेवी भगवती भक्त्याश्चक्रे मनः परम् सवैतेभ्यो नमस्कृत्य निसंगो विगतस्पृहः वासुदेवी भगवती भक्त्या चक्रे मनः परम् माताजीस व्हाट वर्ड मीनिंग सह ही किंग रंति देव वै इंडीड तेभ्य अंटू लॉर्ड ब्रह्मा लॉर्ड शिवा एंड द अदर डेमिगॉड्स नमः कृत्या ऑफरिंग ओबेसेंसेस निसंगः विथ नो एम्बिशन टू टेक एनी बेनिफिट from them vigata spruha completely free from desires for material possessions vasudeve unto lord vasudeva bhagavati the supreme lord bhaktya by devotional service चक्रे फिक्स्ड मनः द माइंड परम एज द अल्टीमेट गोल ऑफ लाइफ ट्रांसलेशन एंड परपोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी शिल प्रभुपाद शिल प्रभुपाद की ट्रांसलेशन किंग रंतिदेव हैड नो एम्बिशन टू एंजॉय मटेरियल बेनिफिट्स from the demigods. He offered them obeisances, but because he was factually attached to Lord Vishnu, Vasudeva, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he fixed his mind at Lord Vishnu's lotus feet. Purport. Srila Narottam Das Thakur has sung, Anya Devashraya Nai Tomare Kahino Bhai यही भक्ति परम कारण इफ वन वॉन्ट्स टू बिकम अ प्योर डिवोटी ऑफ द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड वन शुड नॉट हैंकर टू टेक बेनिडिक्शंस फ्रॉम द डेमिगॉड्स As stated in Bhagavad Gita, Kamasthesta Ritajnana Prapadyante Anya Devata. Those befooled by the illusion of the material energy worship gods other than the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, although Rantidev was personally able to see Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, he did not hanker to take material benefits from them. Rather, he fixed his mind upon Lord Vasudev and rendered a devotional service unto him. This is the sign of a pure devotee whose heart is not adulterated by material desires. Anyabhilashita shunyam jnana karmadi anavritam anukullena krishnanu shilanam bhaktir uttama. One should render transcendental loving service to the Supreme Lord Krishna favorably and without desire for material profit or gain through fruitive activities or philosophical speculation. That is called pure devotional service. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guruho Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamuscha Namaom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Itinamine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratvishe Namaha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpa Tarubhasya Kripa Sindhu Bhevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktavrind Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. So before we commence our today's discussion on the glories of Rantidev Maharaj, I seek the blessings of all the Vaishnavas here, especially all the senior devotees, so that I can repeat the words of Srila Prabhupada. Once there was one bus driver. And this bus driver was very atrocious. He had broken all the regulative principles. He was a typical sinful person. He was driving very rashly. He was known for his rash driving. Whole throughout of his career, he was driving bus very rashly. He died and he was taken to Yamaloka. Yamaraj asked his secretary Chitragupta. His name is Chitragupta because he secretly takes pictures of people. One who went to McDonald's, one who went to Chandan Cinema, one who went to Hare Krishna land, who went where, who did what, who came on time, who came late. So he takes those pictures very secretly and keeps on his account, registered account. So that's why Yamaraj asked him, what is his account, tell me. Although he has done a lot of sinful activities and mischievous activities in his life, but I feel he will be given some higher destination. Why? What did he do? When he was driving very rashly, people who used to board his bus, they used to catch hold of their breath. Out of fear and desperation for their lives, they used to chant ram 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 ram. As long as they were traveling in the bus, they used to chant the holy name of the Lord. So because of him, so he gets that indirect credit of preaching the holy name of the Lord. So he'll be given some higher destination. So we'll just keep aside the part of the joke from this incident. Human tendency is there. We take shelter of the Lord in some difficulty. Therefore, one Vaishnava Acharya said, the difficulties in the life of devotees come. Both types of devotees. In the life of a pure devotee like Prabhupada, they come. Pandavas, they come. And in the life of a practicing devotee also, these difficulties come. In the life of a pure devotee, the difficulties come to glorify them, like Srila Prabhupada. And in the life of a practicing devotee like us, they come to purify them. And in today's purport, Srila Prabhupada, he is telling what is the symptom of a pure devotee. And he is telling that how Rantidev Maharaj, he was only attached to the lotus feet of Lord Vasudeva. And thus he did not expect any material emancipation from these highly elevated demigods like Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva. Because he was already attached to the lotus feet of Lord Vasudeva. Anya abhilashita shunyam jnana karmadi anavritam anukulena krishnanu shilinam bhaktir uttama. He was situated in uttama bhakti. That's why he did not expect any material desires. He did not have any of those desires. So he did not expect any material benedictions. Although Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva were very capable to give those benedictions. So Prabhupada is teaching us, we should aspire for that anya abhilashita shunya bhakti without any material aspiration. Srila Prabhupada writes in Nectar of Instruction, devotional service is so nice that once having begun, it drags one to its ultimate success. So a devotee like Rantidev Maharaj and Srila Prabhupada, they are totally pure. Amak akamaha, they do not have any material desires. Kuch ichha nahi, Srila Prabhupada said. And a practicing devotee like us, we have some fragile faith, some faith in Krishna and Srila Prabhupada. The goal of our life is, the project of our life is to increase that faith to that highest pure level, following the instructions of Srila Prabhupada. That is our goal, like Rantidev Maharaj. And to increase that faith, Krishna helps. Krishna sends difficulties. Just like for Rantidev Maharaj, he is facing these difficulties in one sense. Although he is fasting, but demigods are coming and testing him. So Krishna sends difficulties to increase that faith. And in this discussion, we will discuss some of the stories and pastimes from Srimad Bhagavatam, how Krishna helped certain devotees. As we see in the case of Narada boy, when he was serving his those Bhakti Vedantas, he was initiated. He says, Dante akridanake, I was self-controlled, I was not playing also like other kids. And he was initiated. He was doing his bhakti when his Bhaktivedantas, they went away. Still he was doing bhakti. He says there, Ekatmajame janani yoshin mudhacha kinkari. I was the only son of my mother. I didn't have any brother, any sister, and he did not know who his father was. I was the only son. Mayatmaja ananyagato chakre snehanubandhanam. And she wanted to do something good for me. At that point of time, ekada, one day, nirgatam geha duhantim nishigampati, one serpent bit her when she was on her way to milk cows. It was dark, maybe early morning or the late evening. And she died because of that snake bite. Prabhupada writes in that purport, this is how a sincere soul is dragged towards Krishna by Krishna's mercy. Krishna, this is how he drags a sincere devotee towards him. And thereafter, Narad Muni, he says there, Narada boy, he says there, that I accepted that as mercy of the Lord. Anugraham manyamanam pratishtham disham uttarat. I went towards Himalayas, accepting that as the mercy of the Lord. And there is long discussion of his journey to Himalayas. That's why Shukadeva Goswami, he says, he gives a standing order, instruction. One may have all material desires. One may not have any material desires. Or one may be aspiring for liberation. Akamaha sarva kamo va moksha kama udaradhi tivrena bhakti yogena yajeta purusham param. Jai Shri Shri Radha Ras Bihari Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Gaur Nitai Ki Jai. We may have all the material desires or we may not have any desire. Still, the instruction is Tivrena Bhakti Yogena. We should render devotional service to Param Purush Sri Sri Radha Ras Bihari with intensity, with utmost intensity. That's why Rupa Goswami says, Tatra Laulyam cha api ekala mulyam. The only price for achieving Krishna prema is intense greed. Janma koti sukriti bhirna labhyate. Otherwise, if we just try to do some show of some sadhana bhakti or something like that, then we will not be able to achieve life after life. Janma koti bhir sukurti bhir na labhyate, even by pious material activities. That's why the Adilila says that bahu janme kare yadi shravana kirtan tabutana pai krishna pade premadhan. If we keep on committing the 10 offenses against the holy name and go on chanting lifetime after lifetime, still will not achieve that. We have to do it with intense desire to serve Krishna without any aspiration for material benefits. So then how is that intense devotional service done? Shukadeva Goswami again says, etan nirvidyamananam icchatam akuto bhayam yoginam rupa nirnitam harir namanu kirtanam. So my dear king, he tells there, it is already decided by the great yogis, chanting of the holy name of the Lord, constant chanting in parampara, anukirtanam, is the way to take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The problem with us is that unless there is some difficulty, we don't take so seriously about bhakti. Generally, the trend is like that. That's why Kunti Maharani says, Vipadaha santu taha shashvat तत्र तत्र जगद्गुरु भवत्तो दर्शनम यस्यात् अपुनर्भव दर्शनम। महारानी कुंती इज प्रेइंग टू कृष्णा व्हेन शी बिकेम राजमाता, व्हेन शी वाज द मदर ऑफ एम्परर सम्राट युधिष्ठिर महाराज, व्हेन ऑल द डीमंस, ऑल द अपोनेंट्स वेर बीइंग किल्ड, देन शी इज सेइंग दैट माय डियर लॉर्ड गिव मी दोज डिफिकल्टीज अगेन एंड अगेन, व्हाई, बिकॉज दे हेल्प मी टू रिमेंबर यू इंटेंसली। सो व्हाट एवर मेक्स मी रिमेंबर यू कीप मी इन दैट पोजिशन। So why not material facilities? She says the next verse. Janm Aishwarya Shruta Shri Bhir Edamanam Adhapuman. The Janm Aishwarya, having high parentage, material opulence or intellectual capacity or beauty, these material benefits, they are hurdles. They create difficulties in approaching you, my dear Lord. So I just want difficulties in my life. I do not want anything else. These three, mother-in-law and daughter-in-law, ये तीन सास और बहू ने सारी भक्ति का निचोड़ बताया है, कुंती महारानी, द्रौपदी एंड उत्तरा देवी, विल डिस्कस अबाउट देम। हाउ देवर अन्याभिलाषिता शून्यम इवन इन द मिडस्ट ऑफ ऑल डिफिकल्टीज, even despite becoming Rajamata, still she is asking to give that favorable situation of difficulties where I can remember you. Then we have the example of Draupadi. I often quote this verse. Leelashuk Bilumangal Thakur glorifies her. Agre kurunam atha pandavanam dushasane narhita vastra kesha krishna tadakrosha dananyanatha govinda damodar madhaveti. Leelashuk says agre kurunam, in front of Draupadi were sitting Bhishma Pitamaha, Dronacharya, Kripacharya, these people knew what is dharma and what is adharma, and they were quite competent to defeat anyone. Atha Pandavanam, even the Pandavas were sitting. Still, Draupadi, Krishna Tadakroshad Ananyanatha, Draupadi cried out. There are different stages of crying for Krishna or crying for anything. Akrosh is a superlative degree which is only done for Krishna. Anyanatha, these are not my Nathas. Neither Bhishmadev nor Dronacharya nor my husband's Pandavas. Govinda Damo Dharmadhaveti. Govinda Damodar Madhaveti. She cries out. The situation is something like this. We can just imagine if India's Lok Sabha Parliament is there, and if some dignified lady, the queen of the country, is being disrobed in that parliament. You just imagine the intensity. And Hastinapur was not only the capital of India, it was the capital of entire world. And she was the queen of Yudhishthira Maharaj. Just imagine the intense situation of Draupadi. That's why Madhvacharya writes in Mahabharata Tatparya Nirnaya, why did Bhishmadeva kept quiet? He is Mahajan, he knows the heart of Krishna. Because Krishna wanted to teach how to take helpless shelter of Krishna through Draupadi's incidents. That's why Bhishmadev did not interfere. So that intense Anyabhilashita Shunyam, nothing else, only Krishna, he wanted to teach. That's why he exhibited this pastime of Draupadi Vastraharan. And we have the further example of Uttara Devi. In Mahabharata, when we see the Pandavas were incognito, అజ్ఞాతవాస్. జస్ట్ బిఫోర్ ద బ్యాటిల్ బిగాన్, అబౌట్ 6 మంత్స్ బిఫోర్, ద కౌరవ ఆర్మీ హ్యాడ్ అటాక్డ్ విరాట్ నగరి టు స్టిల్ టు గ్యాదర్ దేర్ గోధన్ అండ్ అదర్ ప్రాపర్టీస్. దట్ ఆర్మీ వాజ్ ఇన్క్లూడెడ్ విత్ భీష్మదేవ్ అండ్ ఆల్ ద వారియర్స్, కర్ణ అండ్ ఎవ్రీబడి వాజ్ దేర్. వెన్ మహారాజ్ విరాట్ కమ్స్ టు నో దట్ దే హ్యావ్ అటాక్డ్, యు నో హూ లీడ్స్ ద ఆర్మీ ఆఫ్ మహారాజ్ విరాట్? సన్ ఆఫ్ మహారాజ్ విరాట్, దట్ ఈస్ ఉత్తర్. దెన్ యుధిష్ఠిర్ మహారాజ్ హూ వాజ్ డిస్గైజ్డ్ యాజ్ కంక్, హీ సేస్ ప్లీజ్ టేక్ బృహన్నళ ఆల్సో విత్ యూ, హూ వాజ్ అర్జున దట్ టైమ్. సో వెన్ హీ వాజ్ గోయింగ్ టు రిటాలియేట్ టు ద కౌరవ ఆర్మీ, సిస్టర్ ఆఫ్ ఉత్తర్, దట్ ఈస్ ఉత్తరాదేవి, షీ వాజ్ జస్ట్ ఎ గర్ల్ దట్ టైమ్, అబౌట్ టీనేజ్, స్ప్రౌటింగ్ టీనేజ్, షీ రిక్వెస్టెడ్ హర్ బ్రదర్ ప్లీజ్ బ్రింగ్ ద క్లోత్స్ ఆఫ్ దోస్ అపోనెంట్ ఆర్మీ సో దట్ ఐ క్యాన్ మేక్ ద డ్రెస్సెస్ ఫర్ మై డాల్స్. సో దట్ ఈస్ హర్ సైకలాజికల్ స్టేటస్. షీఈస్ ప్లేయింగ్ విత్ ద డాల్స్ ఎట్ దట్ టైమ్. అండ్ ఆఫ్టర్ 6 మంత్స్ దెర్ వాజ్ వార్ డిక్లేర్డ్. యాజ్ వి నో, వెన్ పాండవాస్ రివీల్డ్ దేర్ ఐడెంటిటీ, విరాట్ మహారాజ్ వాంటెడ్ టు గివ్ హర్ డాటర్ ఉత్తర ఇన్ చారిటీ టు అర్జున, బట్ హీ సెడ్ ఐఎమ్ మచ్ గ్రోన్ అప్ మ్యాన్, ఐ హ్యావ్ మై సన్ అభిమన్యు. అభిమన్యుస్ ఏజ్ వాజ్ ఓన్లీ 16 అట్ ద టైమ్ ఆఫ్ బ్యాటల్. ఇన్ వైదిక్ సిస్టమ్ ఆఫ్ మ్యారేజ్ హస్బెండ్ ఈజ్ ఆల్వేస్ ఎల్డర్ జనరలీ దెన్ ద వైఫ్. So if the husband is 16 year old, the wife must be less than 16, 15 somewhere, isn't it? So such a tender girl, she has married and she has just come, and now the war has been declared. On the first day of the war, her brother dies, that is Uttar. After 2-3 days, her second brother dies. After few more days, her father dies in the battle, Virat Maharaj. In this way, her entire Maika, we say, was finished. Now, within few days, age doesn't grow so fast. She is only about sprouting teenager. Just imagine the psychological condition of her attention. At the 10th day, her beloved husband, who had just impregnated her, Abhimanyu, was mercilessly butchered by so many Maharathis. Now, if any other woman or a girl at that age, what she must be suffering at this stage of condition, we can just imagine. She did not go sati with her husband because she was having a baby in her womb. And with the hope of that baby, she was living. And at the end of that war, Ashwatthama, he released Brahmastra just to kill that baby. There is no escape. It is almost amogha. She prays to Krishna. Pahi pahi mahayogin deva deva jagatpate. Hey mahayogi, hey jagatpati. Now here the demigods have appeared in this today's verse. But you are the god of demigods. Deva deva. She did not go to any demigod. Just like Maharaj Rantidev did not ask anything from the demigods. She went to Krishna. Pahi pahi, please protect my garbhankur, the embryo within my womb, my baby child. She prays there. And then Krishna appears there. Angushtha matra mamalam. and Krishna protects that baby. So despite having so many difficulties, she surrendered to Krishna. That intense, Krishna likes to see that intensity. So he creates those difficulties in the lives of the devotees. That's why Srila Prabhupada is such a brilliant preacher. He gave that example, 5 minutes talk on Hare Krishna Mahamantra. You must have heard that. Chanting Hare Krishna means calling our Supreme Father Krishna and our Mother Hara. And how we should chant? He gives the example of a baby cries for mother. That intensity Krishna wants to hear, and for that reason Krishna creates the entire situation and helps the devotee. Bhishma Pitama says to Pandavas, Aho kashtam aho anyayam yad divyam dharma nandana jivitam narhatum klishtam vipra dharma chutashraya. Although Dharmanandan, you are the son of Dharma Yudhishthir, and you people have never done anything wrong, but still you underwent so many tribulations, it's very difficult to tolerate for any other person. So we have entered Bhagavatam like this. Vidur also underwent difficulties. Duryodhana insulted him. Dhruva Maharaj underwent difficulties just to create that mood of anyabhilashita shunyam. We have the example of Ajamil. Prabhupada writes, somehow or other Ajamil chanted with helpless mood. It was Namabhas. Many times Ajamil's example is given in the category of Namabhas chanting, because he chanted in utter helplessness, although he was doing all the sinful activities of his time. That intensity was counted for. There is amazing in contrast between these two pastimes of Ajamil and Gajendra. Ajamil did not know the name of the son's name, Narayana, is the name of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vaikuntha Nayak. And Gajendra, he did not know the name of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vaikuntha Pati, is Narayana. You understand the difference? Ajamil did not know Narayana is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and Gajendra did not know the Supreme Personality of Godhead is Narayana. But still, they helplessly took shelter of Krishna, the Lord. Mriyamano harirnama grunan putro pacharitam ajamilopi agadhama kimuta shraddhaya grunan. Shukadeva Goswami says, he chanted helplessly while calling out his son. He also went to back to Godhead. What to speak of us who are chanting with faith? Why they will not go? That's his question in the Bhagavatam. And we have the example of Gajendra. He also chanted with intensity from his heart. Krishna helped both, although they did not know enough glories of calling out for the help from the Lord. Dhiro vadati Vishnave, murukho vadati Vishnaya, ubhayastu samam punyam bhavagrahi janardana. It doesn't matter, but if you have that mood of taking shelter, Krishna helps. Chitraketu Maharaj was a Rajarshi king. He was a very pious king. Even the great saintly people like Narada and Angira used to visit him. He was such a nice king, but he didn't have any issues. The word issue means offspring. He didn't have any son. So he prayed to Angira and Narad Muni to have a son. And he was given one son. His name was Harsha Shok. Kabhi Khushi, Kabhi Gam. So he was blessed with that baby boy. And he died he was supposed to suffer. Thereafter, Narad Muni and Angira come and they give him transcendental knowledge. He becomes a nice devotee and he goes to meet Lord Sankarsana. Mrunala Gaura, the sixth canto, explains that he went to meet Lord Sankarsana, who is having the complacing like spring cloud. And he becomes a devotee. He comes back as a Gandharva. He continues his singing and chanting the glories of the Lord. And he was roaming in the celestial aerial plane while glorifying the Lord. Now the acharyas say, Krishna wanted to take him very fast. And he was doing that Gandharva role. He was chanting the Lord's glories for many, many years. And Krishna wanted to meet him and take him as early as possible. So Krishna arranged that pastime. Of Chitraketu comes across the assembly of Lord Shiva, where he is giving discourse on Lord Hari's glories. And Mother Parvati is sitting in his lap. Many great saintly people are sitting in the assembly and hearing. And he felt that. And he speaks to Lord Shiva there, how great it is that despite Mother Parvati sitting in your life, you are not disturbed. But he laughs there. So Krishna arranges that laugh. Neither it was a mistake of Chitraketu Maharaj, nor it was a mistake of Mother Parvati. She curses. Shasta danda dhara iva prabho. Is it that you have become the master of the universe? You have taken the rod of punishment. These great saintly people are saying nothing and you have become the master now. You become a demon. He accepts that difficulty, that curse, as a blessing. Amba, he calls her as Mata, mother. Dhanyavad, thank you. Therein Lord Shiva glorifies Narayana para sarve na kutaschana vidbhati swarga apivarga narkeshu api tulyartha darshana. For a devotee of the Lord, if he is really taking shelter, it doesn't matter for him if he goes to swargaloka or brahmaloka or goes to hell. He has to only take shelter of the Lord. So he becomes Vritrasur, one of the greatest demons, very huge. As we know, the sixth canto explains his glories. Because the Lord wanted to hear his prayers, intense prayers, so Lord made him the demon. The sixth canto, 11th chapter, the last four verses, they explain his prayers, like our contemporary great Bhagavat Kathakar, His Holiness Radha Govinda Das Goswami Maharaj, he says that this is the essence of bhakti, what Chitraketu Maharaj has, Vritrasura has prayed for. Aham hare tava padaika mula dasanudaso bhavitasmi bhuyah manasmareta supater gunanste grunita vakarma karoti kaya. I just want to become your servant again and again. Because once he had become servant of Lord Sankarsana, and he became Gandharva afterwards, I again want to be your eternal servant. Not only servant, servant of the servant. What about material benefits? Then he says, Nanakapreshtam nachapadameshtam na sarvabhaumam narasadhipatyam na yoga siddhir apunarbhavam va samanjasatva virahaya kangshe. I do not want nanakapreshtam, I do not want to become Indra, nachapadameshtam, I do not want to become Brahma, na sarvabhaumam, I do not want to become the sovereign proprietor of this material world. Na yoga siddhir, I do not want these eight mystic siddhis. I just want to surrender you. nothing else. How? Virahiya. How? He says, he gives the example. Ajata paksha iva matayam khaga stanyam yathavat satarah kshudharta priyam priyaiva vyushitam vishanna mano arvindaksh didrukshate tvam. He gives three examples. Just like a baby bird is waiting for its mother, and just like a baby calf is very, very eager to drink the milk from his mother, and just like a wife, a chaste wife, is waiting for her husband, that sort of desperation I want, my dear Lord. What if you do not get that? Then he asks a very wonderful formula of living in this material world. Mama uttama shloka janeshu sakhyam sansara chakre bhamata svakarma bhi tvamatma mayatma jadargeheshu asakta chittasya nanath bhuyah. Just give me the association of your devotees. Mama uttama shloka janeshu sakhyam sansara chakre. As long as I remain and wander about in this material world, till then, just give me the association of your pure devotees. That's it, nothing else. So this is the happy formula of living in this material world, being in the association of sadhus and saintly people like Srila Prabhupada. Tvamatma mayatma jadargeshu asakta chittasya nanath bhuyah. And if I have my family life and other responsibilities, let me not become attached to all those things. Let me become attached to sadhus. This is how he prays. And the Lord wanted to hear those prayers. So he underwent so many changes. Same is with Gajendra. He was earlier a king, Indradyumna, a pious king, so much so that he renounced everything and he became a mendicant and he was meditating. Agastya Rishi comes, he was not welcomed, then he curses. Again we have contrast. Parikshit Maharaj was a king and he came to the ashram of Shamik Rishi. Shamik Rishi did not welcome, so Parikshit Maharaj apparently insulted him. And here we have Indradyumna, he is a king, and Agastya Rishi comes. And he was not welcomed. Then he curses. But a curse of a sadhu is always a benediction. So Indradyumna becomes Gajendra, and thus he prays. Shri Gajendra Uvacha, Om Namo Bhagavate Tasmai Yata Etat Chidatmakam Purushaya Adi Bijaya Pareshaya Bidhima. He did not know the name of the Supreme Lord, but he knew that he is Paramatma, the Supreme Controller, he is the source of everything. So he was calling out that, but with utter desperation. Anya Abhilashita Shunyam. Earlier he tried with his wives and other kids and other friends, but nobody protected, so he turned to Krishna. So that Annabhilashita Shunyam Bhava, Krishna likes very much. So he likes to see in the life of a devotee. And that is exemplified by Rantidev Maharaj and all the great devotees that we discuss in Srimad Bhagavatam. And the greatest epitome, an example is set by the gopis of Vrindavan. Aradhyo Bhagavan Vrajeshatanaya Tad Dhamma Vrindavanam. Ramya Kachit. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives the example of gopis. So Sukadeva Goswami, he tells in Srimad Bhagavatam that how when Krishna was departing for Mathura, the gopis were feeling so much intense, agonizing pain from this imminent separation from Krishna that they cried out. Shri Shuka Uvacha, evam bruvana virahaturabhrisham vrajastriya krishna vishakta manasa visrujalajyam rurudahasma susvaram govinda damodar madhaveti. They just helplessly called out for Krishna. In the same Rasalila, in the same canto, the gopis were desperate to meet Krishna. And when Krishna sees that desperation, what it is, that separation, there is a pastime in Vrindavan, Vrachadham, when Radha Rasbihari were sitting together on a swing, there was a bumblebee. And that bumblebee mistook Radharani's feet, lotus feet, as only lotus. It's a lotus flower. And that bumblebee came buzzing. Radharani was disturbed. So Krishna, whose name is Madhusudana, he told his friend Madhu Mangal, chase away this bumblebee whose name is Madhu. So Madhu Mangal takes some sort of stick or something and he drives away, chases away that bumblebee long distant place. And he comes and tells, Madhu went away. Just by hearing this statement of Madhu Mangal, Radharani felt so utter separation from Krishna. Krishna is sitting just beside her on the same swing. Just with that same thought of separation, Radharani started crying. And there was a pond. So then Krishna thought that I am sitting here and Radharani is feeling separation. Krishna also started crying. And the tears have filled as a kund, that is called as Prem Sarovar. It's still in Nandagaon somewhere area. So when Krishna saw those Radharani's bhav, then he thought, let me test that Radha bhav. Shri Radhar bhavi ebe Gaura avatar Hare Krishna naam Gaura Kurila prachar. So he comes as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he tests Radharani's bhav. We cannot imitate those expressions, neither Lord Chaitanya or the great devotees that have been explained in Srimad Bhagavatam. But the lesson that we learn from these pastimes of the Acharyas, the great exalted personalities mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam, like Ranti Dev Maharaj, that we should be able to prioritize our life in such a way that we develop some taste for Harinam, for Harikatha, as these five essential items of bhakti are being mentioned. Sadhu Sangha, Namakirtan, Bhagavat Shravan, Mathura Vasa Shrimurtir Shraddhaya Sevan. We should be able to disturb some sort of taste, higher taste for this, under the able guidance of Srila Prabhupada and our immediate authorities. We should not do it whimsically that he did so I can do. That will become Sahajyaism. But we should aspire or strive to develop that taste, higher taste, for this core essential devotional activities. If we do not try to develop those tastes and we are satisfied just like a baby boy is crying for mother's help and mother gives some toy, and if we are happy with toy, then mother will not come so easily. We have to cry. We have to call out her. So, rather than just like Ranti Dev Maharaj is nicely setting an example, he did not ask any material benediction. He just was just attached to Krishna. So that is our highest standard. And under the guidance of Srila Prabhupada, we can aspire for those high standard in our life. And this is all achievement is possible. We cannot do it just whimsically. By the guidance of our superiors, our immediate authorities. And the main guide is Srila Prabhupada's books. If we read them, inculcate them, imbibe in our lives, and also distribute those books, then we will be awarded those tests. The test is not achieved or gained, it is rewarded. It's not available on Amazon, Flipkart or Snapdeal, nowhere. It is given by the pure devotee like Srila Prabhupada. And if we render service to him faithfully, with honesty, then it is possible to achieve those tests. Because Srila Prabhupada has given us everything. He has done everything so nicely arranged beyond our expectations. Just like the other day, the example was given in the purport. Vasudeva Datta prayed for the deliverance of the universe. So Srila Prabhupada is that ideal follower of Vasudeva Datta. When Prabhupada was here in 1977 somewhere in Hare Krishna land, Bombay, that time, there was a Vaidyaraj. He took a flight from Bangalore and he came to Mumbai, here, Bombay, that time. And he met Srila Prabhupada and he diagnosed Prabhupada. Prabhupada was very sick. And he told Prabhupada, "Prabhupada, I saw your deities being worshipped in Vrindavan and many devotees come and pray to your deity. And thus they transfer your sinful activity, their sinful activities to you, and thus you are getting sick. So you should remove that deity." Prabhupada said, "No. My life is meant for suffering for others. I can suffer on behalf of them. If they become happy and satisfied, I am ready to undergo any sort of tribulation." Just like Rantidev Maharaj, just like Vasudev Datta, is our Srila Prabhupada. So if we follow his instructions very honestly and sincerely and desperately, then we will be able to achieve the goal of our life. So in a sense, we discussed about how Annabhilashita Shunyam, Srila Prabhupada is teaching us, is Rantidev Maharaj and many other examples of Kunti Devi, Draupadi Maharani, Uttara Devi, Narad Muni, Ajamil, Gajendra, and the gopis of Vrindavan. So similarly, our Srila Prabhupada is also that Annabhilashita Shunyam Mahajan. And if we follow his instructions, we'll be able to achieve that stage. If we follow intensely in this lifetime, it is possible. Sometime we have to follow. Why have to wait for next life? We should try in this life only. Dhanyavad. Hare Krishna. So now I would request the senior devotees to give some comments.
Hanuman Prabhu is not here somewhere. Other day I was giving class and he asked this question, what did Rantidev do after that? So this verse is the answer to that question, that after he passed the examination, he didn't condemn the demigod, that you rascal, you know, you troubled me so much and now you have come here. No. Rather he thanked them. You know, he thanked them to help him in advancing Krishna consciousness. So we should take a lesson that whenever some trouble comes in our life, we should always see not as a threat but opportunity to be attached to the lotus feet of Krishna. So here, Savai Tebhyo Namaskritya. He thanked them. That thank you very much. You all took the test so that I can be more attached to Krishna. And then what did he did? Niyasango Bigata Aspriha. The Bigata applied to both. Nisanga and Aspriha. Whatever he had, that he calls Sangha. And whatever he doesn't have, the hankering for, that he called Spriha. So Bigata Nisango, he gave up all the Sangha of his material possession, whatever he has. As Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, this is peace formula. Vihaya Kaman Sarvan, Pumans Charati Nyaspriha, Nirmamo Nirahakara, Swami Santim Adigachati. We want to get peaceful in life from mobile and everything, then you can switch up. So if you want to be peaceful, then Bigataha Sangha. The Nispriha means Bigata Sangha. Also, Nisango Bigata. Whatever he had possession, he gave up. And Spriha means hankering for more and more. That also he gave. Then he was free. And on that time, Vasudevi Bhagavati Bhaktya Chakre. Chakre means fixing. One pointed, like Arjun, he saw only the eye of the bird. So, Bhaktya Chakre Manah Param. Fixing his devotion. Bhaktya means devotion. He fixed his mind in the devotion of the Supreme Personality of God, Bhagavati, Vasudeva Bhagavati. He fixed his mind through devotion on the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Vasudeva. And that is the perfection of our life, to fix our mind. Jena kena prakarena mana Krishna nivaset. Somehow or other, we should be able to. But so long as we have this Sangha and Spriha, disturbance will come. Our mind will not get fixed up. So this is a lesson to learn from Maharaj Rantidev pastime. This is the last verse maybe, or maybe one more verse of Maharaj Rantidev, that this is what we learn, that somehow or other we should do two things. One thing, by having association of a devotee, get Nisanga and free from desire and fix our mind to Supreme Personality of Godhead. Thank you.
Thank you, Guruji. During miserable condition of life, means a practicing devotee who is still conditioned, he remembers Krishna for mitigating those suffering. And as you mentioned, even pure devotees, when suffering comes, they also remember, intensely remember Krishna. So my question is, means what is the difference in consciousness, or how means pure devotees is still Anya Vilasita Shunyam?
Srila Prabhupada often quoted this verse from the 10th canto. Tatya anukampam vishushamikshamano bhunjana evatma krutam vipakam rudvagvapurbhir vidhannamaste jivet yomukti padesa daibhak. He is quoting Brahmaji. He says that a pure devotee, while undergoing a suffering, he considers that this is the mercy of Krishna. Srila Prabhupada himself is the example. When his factory in Prayag was on fire, he said, Yasyaham anugrahanami harisheta dhanam shane. This is the arrangement of Krishna. When that Japanese were bombing on Calcutta in Second World War in 1944, he was making kachoris because Krishna is coming in the form of death, a bomb. So pure devotee, he thanks Krishna because he is given a chance to remember him. And a practicing devotee, sadhaka, mostly he is remembering Krishna just to mitigate his suffering. But at least he is remembering Krishna. He wants the mitigation of the suffering. He is not happy with the remembrance of Krishna. He is happy that his suffering is being subsidized. That is the difference. Would like to speak anything about it? जय ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की जगत गुरु श्रील प्रभुपाद की निताई गौर प्रेमानंदे।